His plays seemed to follow B.S., except for a few noticeably odd executions. Once, with a $200 bet on the table, he hit on a 16 against a dealer's 2. Luckily, he drew a 2 for an 18 to win the hand. Another time, he doubled on an 8, managing to draw an ace. Toward the end of the shoe, he began raising his bet, taking advantage of a hot streak of good hands. Kevin began to win himself, drawing 3 hands of face cards and ending with a natural 21. He was grinning at his good fortune when the plastic shuffle card came out, signaling the end of the shoe. The dealer raised her hands, announcing that it was time to shuffle up. "That went well," Kevin said. It looked like he and Martinez were up a few $1,000s. Most of it was stacked in front of his friend, but at least $500 of pure profit was in front of him. It was the most he'd ever won in his life. He thought it was time to get a drink and celebrate. He was about to search for a cocktail waitress when he noticed Martinez trying to catch his eye. As the dealer rolled the cards into a tall pile, preparing to shuffle, Martinez leaned toward Kevin, lowering his voice. "You see that last run of cards? We got really lucky. A lot of high cards, kings, queens, a couple of aces. We both did pretty well." "Actually," Martinez interrupted, "it was 19 face cards and 3 aces set among 8 unremarkable lows." Kevin stared at him. He hadn't noticed Martinez paying such close attention to the cards. He hadn't written anything down or whispered to himself. So you know that right now, near the top of that stack of unshuffled cards, there's a string of predominantly high cards about 30 deep. Kevin looked at the stack, watched as the dealer split it into 2 equal-sized piles. In a few seconds, the rituals of her shuffle would begin, the cards cut together again and again until they were thoroughly mixed. "I'm not sure I follow you." Martinez sighed, impatient. "You're aware that high cards favor the player, right?" Kevin remembered the television special. "Sure, because the dealer has to hit up to 16 with more high cards, she'll bust more often." "That's one reason," Martinez interrupted again. "There's also a higher chance of hitting blackjack, which pays 1.5 times your bet, and there's a better chance of drawing into a double down. There are other reasons, but those are good enough for now." He paused, jutting his chin toward the dealer, who had finally begun to shuffle the cards together. "So if you knew that a run like that was about to come out of the deck, couldn't you take advantage of the situation, raise your basic bets, change your strategy a little, win a lot of hands with a lot of money on the table?" Kevin squinted. In theory, that made sense, but the stack of high cards had already come and gone. "If you knew that sort of run was coming, but she's shuffling the cards." Martinez smiled. "Right in front of us." Kevin realized that Martinez had been watching the dealer shuffle while they were whispering back and forth. Kevin shook his head. Martinez had to be joking. "There's no way you can track those cards." "There isn't?" Martinez recentered himself on his stool, still watching the shuffle. Kevin continued to stare at him. A few minutes later, the dealer finished, letting Martinez cut. Then she restacked the cards in the shoe and began to deal. Hand after hand, the play went by quietly, and both Kevin and Martinez remained about even with the house. As the shoe reached the halfway point, Kevin began to relax, assuming that his friend had indeed been screwing with him. He put another 100 on the betting circle and watched as Martinez suddenly raised his bet to $1,000. He coughed, and Martinez looked at him, then smiled at the dealer. "Feeling the lucky spirits, Brett. In Korea, we listen to our spirits." She laughed, dealing out the cards. Both Kevin and Martinez drew 20s, kings and queens. The dealer drew 16, then busted with a 10. That was just the beginning. Over the next 4 rounds, there were 12 face cards and 2 aces. Martinez won nearly $6,000, and even Kevin made a killing, winning $300 more.